hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. It's Wednesday, November the 28th. No, I'm not John Stadtmuller, but I'm sitting in for Mr. Stadtmuller, Robbie Noel, with you for the next 2 hours. These 2 hours, we'll talk about a lot of stuff. Money, finance, gold, silver, politics, religion. First hour, we'll dedicate to the wonderful world of finance. Second hour, as we do each and every Wednesday, speak to Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. And once again, I always have to say this. Amazing. I get a lot of emails about, well, you know, Charles Carlson, he was involved with Nixon. Not the same Charles Carlson. That's a different Charles, and I think he pronounces his name different. Anyway, Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries will be with us in the second hour, and we'll talk about a lot of interesting things, especially in light of, obviously, the negotiations going on in Annapolis, trying to find peace in the Middle East, which they won't do. It's an exercise in futility. Why? Because they won't talk about the real issue. And Israel will not do anything unless the Palestinians accept Israel as a nation state, which causes all kinds of problems in and of itself. But that aside, well, it looks like the financial crises are all over. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Be happy. It's a time of good cheer. You should go out and spend lavishly come the next couple of weeks, because that's what they want you to do. After all, the president even told you, in light of the attacks on September the 11th, the president's advice to the American people, go shopping. So, go shopping. There's nothing to fear. Dow closed up 331 points today. What do you have to fear? Everything's fine. Even the NASDAQ was up 82 points at 2,662, not to be left behind, even though it's still down 5% year-to-day. S&P 500 up 40 points at 1,469. What could have been the sudden exuberance around? Well, it has to do with interest rates. And once again, it's hard. Welcome back, my friends. Well, we had a little technical glitch there. Let's hope this is not something that we are going to have to revisit again during the next 2 hours. Anyway, we're talking about finances, and I think we've got a commercial break coming up. So we'll take that commercial break. We'll fix up everything that went wrong. And we'll bring you the rest of the financial stories, where the metals went, and all that kind of good stuff. So.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My friends, sorry about the audio quality, but we're having a few glitches, which is par the course whenever I sit in for John Stadtmiller. Anyway, as we were saying before we were so electronically interrupted, pretty much the exuberance on Wall Street today was predicated once again by a statement by a Fed governor. You see, this week we've got a whole slew of Fed governors coming out giving various speeches about Fed action, what is proposed in future Fed action, because obviously, according to Mr. Ben Bernanke,
Fed wants to portray more transparency. Well, the transparency today seemed to give boost to many of those on Wall Street who feel that the Fed is definitely, without question, absolutely going to cut rates come December the 11th. And because a Fed governor hinted at that possibility was the reason that the bulls came out in full force, completely discounting all the other problems that were announced today. Oh, you know, like existing home sales for the eighth straight month. Well, they most probably came to, well, that's bad news, but it could have been worse. Bear Stearns announced a cut of 4% of its workforce, following up on many other Wall Street firms that have announced drastic cuts in staff, including Citibank, which is pretty much going to move its operations to Abu Dhabi. And did this change anything? No, of course not. In the metals complex, gold was riding a seesaw. And as I've often said, this is one of the things for gold bugs. We, unfortunately, climb a wall of worry on a consistent basis. Gold today, even though it dipped briefly below $800, got down to $796, closed at $800.90 in New York, or $13.60. Silver, or 13 cents at $14.38, platinum, or $7 at $1,440, and palladium, or $7 at $3.46, currently in Asian trading. Gold is up $3 to $8.05. Silver up 7 cents to $14.45. Platinum and palladium are not doing anything. Also giving Wall Street a lot of confidence. Well, after all, we're having peace talks in Washington, D.C. Therefore, there can't be any tensions in the Middle East. So that gave a reason for them to sell oil. And oil closed the day down $3.03 a barrel at $91.39, and obviously affecting the price of gold, as it always does, was the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar index looked at a small gain of 7 basis points to end the day at 75.15. More than likely, what's going to happen tomorrow is we'll see a complete reversal of everything that happened today. This is just part and parcel of the crazy world in which we live. Gives a whole new meaning to the term whiplash. Tomorrow we are going to be treated to the initial jobless claims, which are expected in at 330,000 for the third quarter. We're also going to get GDP figures, which they are expecting to come in at 4%, the chain deflator, which is expected to come in at 0.8%, and I guess the big number, well, they didn't pay any attention to the sales numbers today, existing home sales, but tomorrow we've got new home sales for October, which is expected at 750,000. So tomorrow we could have a complete reversal of what we saw today. It's can you make head or tails, any sense of what is going on out there? Of course not, because we don't know where all these little bomblets are starting to go off. We're getting some reports of some of the little bomblets out there. A school district in Florida has now come to realize, much to its chagrin, that, they've lost a lot of money in collateralized debt obligations. Now, you've got to ask yourself, was there anybody on Wall Street who didn't actually think this through with collateralized debt obligations? After all, apparently there's, like, really smart people work on Wall Street. These are kids that go to MIT and Harvard and Yale and study economics, although wrong economics, but they study economics. This is the brain trust of America. Did someone know or did someone not know? It's hard to even contemplate that nobody knew anything. because security firms and banks sold, for want of a better word, just simply too many lottery tickets tied to the U.S. mortgages. And they failed to look closely enough at their growing risks. And this is not a statement simply made by me, but now this is a statement made, well, it's a CYA rule, obviously, a lot of people in the Securities and Exchange Commission office trying to cover their butts. They came out and they said that financial companies had a significant risk management failure on so-called super senior class or collateralized debt obligations made up of asset-backed bonds. Eric Siri said this at a conference in New York. And according to the text of his remarks, which are published on the website, he takes a number of the big investment houses to task. What a shock, what a surprise. Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, and other banks that underwrote CDOs have announced mortgage-backed related losses to the third and fourth quarters of at least $47.2 billion, a tally that includes non-collateralized debt obligation holdings, according to data from J.P. Morgan Chase. Losses on CDOs there may reach $77 billion. Now, they expect us to believe that none of these people had any inkling of this boondoggle that they were creating. I do not buy into it. These people had to have known, because if they didn't know, then they had to be very, very naive in thinking that you could actually sell a mortgage to a person and expect him to meet his mortgage obligations when this person didn't have a job, could not substantiate any income, but he was breathing, because this is basically what it was for 3 years, this insanity. They were running commercials, for goodness sake, nationwide on television. LendingTree had commercials that ran on a consistent basis. That said, if you dead, divorced, single, separated, lost your job, recently attempted to commit suicide, don't worry, come on down. Well, not only will put you in a house, but at one time it was so insane that if you signed up for a mortgage, they'd actually give you $10,000. It just got out of all whack, and there were many people, yours truly included, were waving flags saying, this is not good. Now we are waiting, as many Wall Street pundits say, for the second shoe to drop. What's going to be the second shoe? We haven't even got through the first shoe yet, and they already told, well, we already know about this collateralized debt obligations and these structured investment vehicles. No, you don't, because the resets haven't even started to happen yet. The major number of resets, this is where they're going to, And this is what's even more bizarre, because a lot of these, when you listen to these talking heads talk, they seem to be saying that, well, the resets aren't going to be so bad. People just have to refinance and they can lock in at a lower interest rate. As a matter of fact, that's what the Ditech commercial is now saying. If you're worried about your resets, if you think your mortgage payments are going to go up, call us today and we'll secure you into a fixed rate home loan. Well, these are the same people that couldn't qualify for a mortgage. Now that mortgage requirements have been tightened up, means once again you're going to have to show them that you're actually gainfully employed, you actually have income, and you have the ability to pay your mortgage. Now, obviously, a lot of these resets, these people aren't going to be able to go and refinance their loan and get a fixed rate. I mean, this is insane. And these people know full well that their credit score will prohibit them from buying a car, let alone buying a house. So, the second shoe? Forget the second shoe. We're still waiting on the first shoe. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Fixed out the bugs in the system. Why does it always happen to me? Let's go to the phones. We got Mark in Kentucky. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Can't complain, brother.
Yep. I was over at my mom and dad's house today, and I wanted to let you know that, hey, they're really happy that the stock market's actually, like, you know, rebounding and all that stuff. My mom was kind of, like, dancing around a little bit and thinking about all the money that they're going to be making, and I'm like, Mom, they're lying to you. And they just don't. I don't know. It's like Disneyland without the fun, you know?
Well, it's unfortunately delusional thinking that people and people who don't know much about how the financial system works, they just simply look at the Dow as a barometer as to the health of the U.S. economy.
Right.
And I'll be the first one to say,
hey, I'm not a technical deep genius on the Dow and stock market and all that. And to be completely honest, I mean, I kind of knew from a very young age, and I don't know why, that the stock market was nothing ever to be trusted. I don't know. I just always knew that. And I don't attribute it to any great knowledge other than you just have that sneaking suspicion that something's wrong there.
Well, I mean, just think of Wall Street as a sophisticated Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it is. People make their bets on a daily basis.
Right.
Figuring out, what's, for instance, today's run-up was all based on more of relief of many traders,
right,
who were thinking that the Fed may not obviously see the mortgage crisis as a serious crisis, which it is.
Let me ask a question on that.
Do nothing to help. So when the Fed governor confirmed that he didn't really confirm it, he just hinted that the Fed's going to cut rates on December the 11th. That's all Wall Street needed, and they took off running from that point.
Well, let me ask a question. Now, is all that, like the FHA and all that, I mean, all that's being financed through China too, right?
Well, sure. I mean, all these, what a collateralized debt obligation is this is a hybrid that was developed by WizKids in Washington, where they could bundle together mortgages and sell them off to institutional investors.
Right.
In large part, why are the banks having the problem? Well, it was the banks that bought all these bundled mortgages.
Right.
And the disingenuousness about these bundled mortgages is they took good mortgages. In other words, people who have good jobs can pay their mortgage, have paid their mortgage for a long time, and they mixed them with all these subprime mortgages, and sold it off as a package.
The subprime mortgages are all the ones that actually got in on the big housing craze like about 2-3 years ago and say, hey, if you can breathe, come down here and get a home loan.
Sure, and the reason why a lot of institutions and smart people bought these collateralized debt obligations because they had bought them before. But when they had bought them before, they had bought quality collateralized debt obligations. In other words, these were mortgages. And it's not only mortgages, it's car payments and all that kind of stuff, from credit-worthy customers.
Right.
What they did is they mixed in, obviously, with the subprime, and it's a subprime now that for many months of the unraveling of the subprime, they always told us this was an isolated incident, these were the people that weren't really qualified to own a home in the first place, and it wouldn't affect any of the other mortgages. Well,
right.
Now we know that's a lie because now it's affecting even people that had great credit and were playing the game the way they were supposed to be playing it. And so we end up with this debacle. Now, exactly how big this debacle is, as I said, we don't know. But they're trying to tell us that it's pretty much all done and the Fed easing rates is going to be a good thing. But when you look at the LIBOR rate, which is the European rate, the LIBOR rate has been going up,
right,
which is sending a signal that we don't believe what you are doing.
Right.
And then you've got the dollar equation that enters into this whole mix as well. So it gets kind of complicated.
Yeah, I was watching the MSNBC.
Yeah. Hold on, Mark. Hold on. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Before we go back to Mark, just a quick reminder about Cordavite. You might have heard one of RBN's sponsors' commercials for Cordavite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, I may need some Cordavite. Then you need Cordavite. Cordavite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, delivers nutrients to your cells, plus it's all natural. You know, visit our sponsor today at heartdrop.com, or you can give them a call at 877-928-8822. Mark, you still there?
Yeah, I'm thinking about me getting some of that, actually.
I'm feeling a little tired. Run down myself, to be perfectly honest.
So, yeah, all in a nutshell here, I mean, what they did was basically play a shell game on us. They've sold all these houses, all these people that's got mortgages, even though they didn't have, you know, gainful employment, the credit rating was bad. And then, in order just to keep Wall Street up and running and keep make everyone think that, hey, the economy's going great, and so keep putting your money in and basically just making everything look rosier than it really was, and now the bill's coming due.
Well, sure. Look, I mean, everybody was in on the scam, and I use the term very loosely. I mean, the bankers obviously, well, first of all, you got to start with the politicians, because somebody must have given them the green light to go ahead and issue subprime mortgages that just didn't appear out of nothing. So we start with the politicians that gave their consent to this, followed by Wall Street, who knew full well that they were treading in dangerous water, and there was a good possibility that a lot of those subprime borrowers would default on their notes. But then you've also got the people that wanted mortgages, and they knew that because they knew that a year before that they had no hope of ever qualifying for a home loan. And so when suddenly they qualified for a home loan, they knew what the scam was about. But so long as the price of real estate kept on doubling every 6 months, nobody cared.
Right.
Because everybody was in on the scam.
Right.
And as happens every time, soon as it turns around and it heads the other way, then everybody starts claiming they're a victim. The same thing happened with the tech bubble. I mean, everybody went nuts on the tech bubble. The tech bubble was sold as the new economy. Bricks and mortar were passe. Digital revolution is here. We're going to do everything online. We're going to buy our groceries online. We're going to do everything online. I mean, and while everybody was making money in that dot-com boom, everybody was happy. As soon as that went flat, well, you had the feds in there charging people with fraud. You had investors suing brokerage firms. I mean, it gets a mess. And it's exactly what's happening right now. I mean, once again, our lawyer friends, our litigious society out there, have got more work than they can shake a stick at, because there are lawsuits coming out of the wazoo right now. Of course, everybody claiming to be a victim. I mean, it's insane what happens.
Well, it's almost like in the devil's advocate, they're coming out.
It's almost a bigger scam as diamonds are.
Oh yeah.
Don't get me started.
I know about the diamond scam, but that's a whole nother thing, a rock there. I was wanting to also talk. I'm thinking about starting an FM broadcast where I live around Kentucky, and I might need some help to do that. Is there someone I could talk to technically about me doing something with RBN to actually get this established? Because, be honest, I don't use credit cards no more and everything, and I'm trying to see if I can somehow, I don't know, maybe send them the money and then get the equipment for me.
Okay. I'll tell you what you do. hang on the line here, and you can speak to Chris.
Okay.
And Chris will give you all the info that you need. All right, brother?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to George in Florida. Hey, George. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Mr. Lowell. Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. You know, the thing is, when I worked for 7-Eleven Southland years ago, I was in the employee stock purchasing program. And I pulled all of my stock out when I realized that the corporation structure was really not very good to invest in, because I was noticing the CEOs were giving themselves raises they didn't deserve. And as an assistant manager for this store, I was running my own store, and I was training managers that were actually college derelicts that had not a clue how to deal with run a store. And you know, and it's like they put all these incompetent people in there, and if I'm looking at the figures for the corporation, they're saying same-store stores have gone up and that the profits are bigger, but yet all they did was cut back on the labor. It made everybody work twice as hard, and these management is getting all these nice fat bonuses, and yet the only reason why there was a sales increase is because it was tied to the increase in fuel.
Well, sure. I mean, look, the art of creative bookkeeping has been around for generations, and it is a unique art that that corporate personnel have developed over the years. I mean, it happens in all spheres. Simply mashing the numbers. But it's a simple case of monkey see, monkey do, because all they're simply doing is mimicking what the government does. I mean, it's exactly the same way. How do you lower the inflation rate in the United States? Well, back in the 80s, when inflation was double digit, this was a dilemma they faced. So they figured it out. The best way to reduce the inflation rate is to take the things out of the basket of commodities that we use to judge what inflation is, and we take out those bits in that basket that are the root cause. This is the reason why today, when they give us the inflation rate, food and energy is not calculated. If they were calculated, obviously we would be dealing with double-digit inflation rates. And that's
Jimmy Carter.
Well, sure, but that's something that they don't want to happen now, because unlike the 1980s, the cost of living adjustments, which are tied to whatever the government's official inflation rate is obviously added liabilities for the government. So if they had to really state that inflation was running at 12%, that means all Social Security recipients would get a 12% increase in their annual payments. And that would be a huge hit that they wouldn't want to take. So it behooves the government to have inflation rates that consistently stay around 2.5 to 3%. I mean, everything is a shell game. I mean, I don't want to sound as cynical as I am, but I am. I'm a very cynical person. I trust nothing. I take to heart what my father told me. If you believe everything you read, you might as well eat everything you see. And so I question everything. There's nothing I don't question. I actually would even question the sun rising.
Or even goes like with the federal agencies that say, oh, you're actually, like they're saying, oh, you're going to cut Social Security, but all they did was reduce, instead of like a 7% growth in the budget, it's like a 3%. And they say, oh, they cut the budget 4%.
Well, sure. I mean, that's the less older shell game that's been around for a long time. It's the art of politics, which, by the way, the art of politics will be on full display. Let's not forget tonight, the Republican debate coming up should be quite a laugh, because no question, Ron Paul will once again win this debate, hands down, but nobody will recognize that, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, another thing, it's nice to see that some of our local merchants, they're starting to get scales for gold and silver, because I actually started saying, we'd start doing our business in gold and silver, and as far as Walmart, Target, they're taking up Federal Reserve notes, they can have them.
Yeah, well, you don't need a scale.
Mm-hmm.
All you need, look, the U.S. Mint provides very good bartering, which is one of the reasons I never bought into Norfed. If you want to trade with someone using gold and silver, the U.S. Mint produces four coins in four sizes, a tenth ounce, a quarter ounce, a half ounce, and a 1 ounce coin. These weights of those coins are guaranteed by the U.S. government. That's why we always recommend you stick with U.S., with not U.S. particularly, but any government-issued gold coin, because you are guaranteed of the purity and the content of the gold in that coin. So you know that a tenth ounce of gold bought from the U.S. Mint, you've got a tenth ounce of gold. And then it's very easy to look at the price of whatever gold is. If gold is trading at $800 an ounce, you know that a tenth of an ounce of gold is $80. It's not hard to figure out. Mm-hmm. Norfed dollars were much more difficult to figure out, because here you were dealing with a $20 Norfed note that was backed with 1 ounce of silver that's trading at $14.23. There's a disconnect there. People didn't know. Well, what do we do? Do we get change back? Norfed was very complicated. And I got a lot of emails from people. And I guess in the Austin area, there's a lot of people who bought into Norfed and trade Norfed, which, in my personal opinion, is no... You want to trade in gold and silver, just use what the U.S. government issues you with. They got the silver American Eagle. Yes, you pay a premium on the coin, but it's the finest silver coin that's ever been produced. It is a stunningly great-looking coin, copied after the Walking Liberty half dollar, which was very popular in its time. And sure, I mean, it's very easy on a daily basis to get pricing on 1 ounce American silver eagles, on 1/10 ounce, on 1/4 ounce, on 1/2 ounce, on 1 ounce. All you got to know is what is the price of gold, and it's very easy to transact an exchange. So yeah, I mean, you can. It always blows my mind. You can opt out of the system and do whatever you want. You just got to figure out how to do it.
Well, I think even now this dollar collapse and all this stuff, I really think there's gonna be a lot of creative economics happening with the exchange of gold and silver. People find their own creative ways to get off the power grid, and all that stuff, and creating their own food, doing goods and services.
Oh,
I really
sure.
see that happening.
Oh, look, that's the reason why I say I'm very thankful for the exercise I went through during Y2K. Because Y2K I'll be the first to admit it, I bought into the whole thing. I moved to a cabin up in the mountains in Colorado. I stocked it with Spam and pork and beans, and I had everything. Well, I didn't have everything because I became very aware of how lacking I was in self-sufficiency after the first major blizzard hit the area. But it made me appreciate how difficult it is in obviously disconnecting from the system. So, I mean, it was an exercise, in my opinion, that I learned a lot of stuff from it.
Thank you, Mr. Noel. I'm going to the Ron Paul debate now.
Thanks, George. You know, one of these days, this whole subprime thing, and as I said, that everybody was in on the scam, and nobody really raised a fuss because while the market was going up, everybody was happy. I mean, you had not only people who were unqualified to buy these homes, but then you had real estate appraisers that were out of their minds in how they were raising the value of these homes. And it's no wonder nobody was complaining. It's the same thing with diamonds. You see, diamonds to me is another big scam. And I know this upsets a lot of people when I start talking about diamonds and diamonds being a scam, but you got to understand where I come from. In one of the many unfortunate times in the military that we were sent off to Southwest Africa, diamonds are so prevalent there that you can literally pick them up off the ground. De Beers has a very tight control on diamonds that it allows into the market. And it wants everybody out there to believe that, well, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and these are rare treasures. And you have the same scam in the diamond business. I mean, first of all, you get a guy who wants to show his love for his lady, and he sees that represented in the size of rock he's going to buy her. And obviously, the more he loves her, the bigger the rock he's going to buy. You see, because when a guy's in love, he loses all sense of proportion and rationality. And he's not thinking down the road in any way, shape, or form. He's just thinking of the here and now. I could be disgusting and say men are led by, but you can figure it out. So anyway, he goes into a jeweler's store, and he sees this diamond, which he really can't afford, but he wants to show his love because he's in love. It's in his silly season, as I call when men are in love. It's silly season. You can't give rational thought to a man in love. So he goes into the diamond store. He buys this rock for $5,000. He immediately, because that's what they all told to do, he goes and gets it appraised from a diamond dealer. Well, the diamond dealer is going to appraise that rock at $7,500. Now, this guy's beside himself. Not only has he got a diamond for the woman he loves, who's going to be impressed by this big rock, but it's been appraised at $2,500 more than he paid for it. So he's a happy camper. Everybody's a happy camper now. The diamond merchant is happy because he sold the diamond at exorbitant profit to the diamond jeweler, and the diamond jeweler made an exorbitant profit by cutting the little stone up and putting it in a ring, and everybody's made a substantial amount of money along the way, and the guy that gets left with it is obviously the guy who's in love, holding this big $5,000 rock. The problem and reality only sets in maybe many years later, in some instances many months later, when the marriage dissolves, because the guy, the first thing he says is, give me my ring back. And so she gives him his ring back. And then he runs down to the pawnbroker and he goes, I want to sell this diamond. And the guy behind the counter says, I'll give you $500 for it. Well, talk about adding insult to injury. We'll be back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Thanks to the renegades.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Now, I hope the ladies listening to the show aren't upset with me as they look at their diamond and go, what do you mean? And ask him, did you get this thing appraised? when you're from Africa, you understand these things. Diamonds are plentiful. They, as I said, you can literally you can pick them up off the ground. We were deployed to this place called Swakopmund once. It's in the middle of nowhere, but obviously it's one of the diamond fields in Southwest Africa. From where the plane landed, and it was a short walk from the plane to the terminal. And as you know, when you wear army boots, they've got big ridges in the bottom. Just from walking from the plane to the terminal, we had to go through an X-ray machine to make sure that we didn't pick up anything in the grooves in our boots. From the plane to the terminal. Just to give you an idea. This is how prevalent they are. Most countries have a coastal waterline, which usually runs 3 miles out. South Africa is the only country, or Southwest Africa is the only country in the world where that where that has been extended to 10 miles. Why? Because Russian trawlers used to come along and they used to dredge up all the diamonds. They used to come within that 3 mile boundary, the country's boundaries. They used to just sit out there and just dredge up stuff, and that became a problem to De Beers. And De Beers, being as powerful as they are, they got the government to extend the border, if you will, by an additional 10 miles. So, yeah, their diamonds are... I don't want to blow any bubbles here. Anyway, coming up in the next hour, in light of the fact that we've got a Republican debate coming up tonight, and it seems as though all these Republican candidates want to pander to the evangelicals, because they feel that without the evangelical vote, they ain't going to become president of the United States. So coming up in the next hour with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, we'll take a look at some of the religious beliefs of some of the contenders that we'll be debating in, just over an hour from now. You've got Mike Huckabee, who today received the endorsement of Jerry Falwell's son. Now, he's also got the endorsement of, who else endorsed him? It'll come to me over the break. Anyway, that's what we'll be talking about in the next hour. Hope you stay tuned. Take a short break. Be right back.
With